All right, we're back here at Hurd Stadium with the final score, 24-0. Beverly with an opening win for new head coach Andrew Morenci over Wakefield. Joining me now, as he did every game for the past 7 or 8 years, is former head coach and now current principal at Marblehead High School, Dan Bauer. Dan, welcome back to Beverly.
Yeah, it's great to be here. You know, it's kind of odd standing on the sideline, hanging out. But it's great to see you, Tim, and all the support you did. But the guys really played well today.
They really look good. They, you know, talking about before the game, and I said, you know, Bill asked me what I thought. I said, I think they're going to come out with a lot of energy. First time back on this field, you know, and you want to play well for the new coach and all that. And, boy, they come out, and they just punch Wakefield in the mouth. Two possessions, two touchdowns, really set a tone. To Wakefield's credit, they came back in the second half, really tightened up defensively, but just couldn't get anything going offensively.
No, they couldn't. It was a situation where it's exciting to be down here. I have goosebumps, and I can't imagine these guys have been waiting, you know, 2 years to be back down here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the new helmet color, right? All the hoopla, and they played well. They really grounded it out, but they threw the ball when they needed to, and yeah. They looked really sharp. And, you know, Wakefield, to their credit, as you said, they didn't give up and they didn't quit. You know, I know they're missing their starting quarterback. He was out, but that's no excuse. But, you know, it was nice to see Beverly grounded out, and it's good to see some of those guys that I had a chance to coach play so well, and Andrew's doing a great job.
Yeah. Now, I noticed you wore the safety cap today. You didn't wear Marblehead. You didn't wear Beverly. You wore your Pennsylvania hat.
Very strategic. On this side of the bridge, it's always neutral. No, but you do feel a lot of loyalty. I got the chance to hang out with Coach Hamer, Coach Rosinski, those legends, and you know, that's what makes it special.
Yeah, it has to be a special opportunity to come back and be on the sidelines and see a lot of the fans that were here all during the years that you were here and the kids, the parents of the kids who are still playing in the program right now. But again, to have the opportunity to sit up there, to, as you mentioned, two legendary coaches from Beverly football past and look at the game again from the other perspective.
The other perspective. I always say the best coaching happens in the stands, so I did a pretty good job coaching today.
You didn't make any mistakes.
No mistakes.
Okay, so how's life in Marblehead?
Life's been good. We adjusted well the first 2 weeks and moving on, and had a chance to watch the Marblehead Magicians play last night. They played Walpole, and good game there, and the other athletic teams have started out, so it's been a good start there. Yeah. And there's everybody's very excited, and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Enjoying it?
I do. You know, I watch things vicariously now through everybody, but
yeah.
Now, tonight, I'm not breaking down film. I'm figuring out where to go for dinner.
and the wife is still down below waiting for you.
She is. Well, my daughter's in the band.
Oh, okay.
So that's a great excuse to be here. Not an excuse, but she's in the band. And
excellent.
Yeah, so it's good stuff.
Excellent. Okay, now, I see you're getting the look from down below.
I'm getting the look.
You're getting the look, so I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you for coming by.
Well,
I look forward to catching up with you outside of the athletic arena.
Me too, and I hope you invite me back sometime. You know, I could be a sideline correspondent, tell you what's good at the concession stand and what's happening.
I got ragged by Phil Stacy today because I bought 50-50 tickets, and that means I didn't have any money to buy him and Bill hot dogs. Already it has started, I'll tell you. It's nuts. I want to wish you continued success at Marblehead. And maybe once I retire, I'll come over and do some substitute teaching in your history department for you.
That, and we'll run the halls for us.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Well, can I walk the halls? Running kind of not my thing nowadays.
Great to see you, man. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for coming up. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, buddy. That's been Dan Bauer, the former head coach of the Beverly Panthers, now the principal at Marblehead High School. And we will talk to Dan during the course.